Parkville is a purpose-built residential care centre situated at the heart of Middlesbrough and providing personalised care in a modern and homely environment. Parkville aims to help older people to continue to live independent and active lives within the wider community, whilst benefiting from the care and support of an experienced and dedicated team of nursing and care staff. At Parkville, we provide facilities to accommodate elderly residential and nursing service users. To find out more, please telephone 01642 223334 or visit our website at parkvillecarecentre.com. Parkville Care Centre. Care to call us home.
In today's crowded world, it's sometimes hard to get heard. And sometimes you need a little extra push to be heard. That's where Manila PR can help. We specialise in online radio and press for independent bands, with prices to match, and have been doing so for the last decade. So if you have a noise to make, make it with Manila. Visit manilapr.com now.
Excellent. It's Channel 1 for Hospedia, as far as Southside Broadcasting in the James Cook University Hospital is actually concerned. And, of course, beyond, you can listen to us via southsidebroadcasting.podbean.com. It's a delight to welcome back to some proper British weather after his sojourn in the sunnier climes of Madeira, that ace guru of pharmaceutical matters and nutritional supplements in association, of course, with pharmanord.co.uk. Dennis Gore. Dennis, welcome back.
Thank you.
Delighted to have you back on.
I will compliment you on your speed of speech. Oh. I think you're one of the fastest talking people I've met in my 75 years.
Oh, Dennis.
You're like an E-type Jaguar going down the M1.
Well, it can only be the coenzyme Q10 that enables me to actually maintain that whole sequence,
But what I'm admiring is, although you speak rapidly, your phraseology is that every phrase, every syllable, you're so easy to understand. I salute you, sir.
Oh, and duly saluted back to your good soul, sir. I can't believe we were only about 5 miles away on a little location report that we had in Manchester at the science fiction-themed Fab Cafe on Tuesday. But, you know, clearly we'll have to get over there again.
We will meet one day.
I just tend to say you can't get the servants, which is probably one of the reasons why the housework scenario is going to be at the heart of your talk today, I believe.
Well, Daily Express, Friday, March the 4th, today. A headline on page 29. There's a picture of a lady using a U-Bank, these hand-operated sweeping gadgets from the 1950s. And then that's a lady cleaning it, and it shows a picture of a man sitting, relaxing, smoking, while the wife is using a hand-operated sweeper. I think we used to call them U-Banks. That was the brand. Then on the photograph next to it, it shows a man on his mobile phone, and he's using an electric carpet cleaner, effortlessly, just pushing it, and that's doing all the work. And now he is sweeping, and on the settee at the back, The wife, she's on her mobile phone. She's on the phone talking. Of course, in the 1950s, there was no mobile phones. While he's using his electric carpet cleaner, he's on his mobile phone with his other hand. And finally, the picture below shows the lady in the kitchen. She's doing by hand all the washing of all the clothes. There was no dishwashers. And in the back, you can see what we used to call the mangle, where after you'd wash them, you'd put them through the mangle to get rid of the water. I remember doing that with my mother. And then you would hang them out on the line to dry. There was no electric dryers. And on the photograph opposite, it shows the husband putting all the plates in a dishwasher. So once again, nobody is washing all the plates by hand. And it shows the wife just bending down, touching a button on the washing machine to actually wash all the clothes. She's not doing it by hand. So the headline is, from 57 hours a week to 2 hours a week. It's unbelievable how housework has got so much easier. And he goes on to say, blame it on the sexual revolution. Blame it on new technology, like dishwashers and washing machines and dryers. Whatever the reason, we are spending less time cleaning our homes than ever before. The average 1950s housewife spent a whopping 57 hours a week cleaning, while today's housework routine takes a mere 2 hours a week. It's just amazing. There's a gender change too. Before the feminist movement of the 1970s, women would do the lion's share of the cleaning, while today, a third of couples split the chores equally, according to research by Currys PC World. Working with social historian Seren Evans-Charrington, the electrical retailer's study of more than 2,000 people reveals that the sexes still have tasks they prefer. However, with women more likely to change the sheets and men do the washing up, the huge cut in the number of hours spent scrubbing and sweeping does not mean that we all live in dirty homes. 80% of us use appliances such as washing machines, vacuum cleaners and dishwashers to speed up household chores. These machines have changed dramatically as technology has advanced. And I thought I'd use that as a lead-in to talking about the modern health food products. These machines, well, you could substitute these health food products, have changed dramatically as technology has advanced. So we could read, these health food products have changed dramatically the chance of improving our lives, especially as we get older and older and we're living longer and longer. People now are living well into their 80s, 90s and 100s. I think I read there are 95,000 people who are now 100 years old out of the 64 million people on the island we call Great Britain. An amazing change over just the last few decades, just like the house cleaning story. So the company Pharma-Nord from Denmark, the only country in Europe where they have to make health food products to pharmaceutical standards. So it's a very high quality producing firm who've got about 48 different health-giving products which have changed dramatically the lives of many people. And so just like this article is comparing washing all the clothes by hand, putting the clothes through a mangle, mangling the clothes. That word mangle was so common in 50 years ago, when 50 years ago is nearly 60 years, so I'm 75. So I was about 15 when I watched my mother do the washing by hand, and she would mangle the clothes to get the water out before putting on the line. So what have Pharma-Nord given us? Products made to pharmaceutical standards that can help our health so much, just like the appliances have given men and women more free time to enjoy their lives, to do things that they would rather be doing than cleaning, dusting, washing, mangling. So the first product, which I've mentioned many times on these discussions, but it's well worth remembering, talking about again, mentioning again, is the mineral selenium. There is a mineral called selenium, the world's rarest mineral. many of you will have heard of magnesium. You will have heard of iron, iron tablets, if you're anemic. You will have heard of calcium to help give you strong bones. So there are many minerals that the body needs. But the world's rarest mineral, some of you may not have heard of it, it is selenium, S-E-L-E-N-I-U-M. And when planet Earth was formed 4 billion years ago, we drew in the north, in UK and Europe, we drew the short straw, because in our soil, as the planet was swirling and being transformed into a solid planet Earth, the part of the country, the part of the world called Europe, was given the lowest selenium in the world. And Venezuela, they get 350 micrograms of selenium a day through the food chain, because when they eat food grown in their soil, when they eat a cow, a steak, which has been eating Venezuelan grass, the grass has got the selenium, so the cow gets it, and the people eat the cow if they're not vegetarian, and then they're getting the selenium. Japan get 200 micrograms a day. As I said, Venezuela get 350. North America, they get 250 micrograms a day of selenium through their food chain. And the listeners listening to this program, what are they getting? Well, they used to get a lousy 65 micrograms a day because our wheat was coming from Canada. And then we joined the common market, which is in the news a lot lately. And when we joined the common market, the people in Europe, Italy, Spain, France, areas with hot summers, the Mediterranean, hot summer, this heat gave them the chance to grow the wheat. So they said, don't buy your wheat from Canada, 3,000 miles away, whatever the distance. We are only 21 miles across the channel. Buy your wheat from us. And so we've been doing that for 40 years. But they've got low selenium. Their numbers are in the 50s. But they've brought our lousy 65, the number we were getting through Canadian wheat, they brought ours down, the listeners to this program, to 31 micrograms a day. And you need selenium because you need to make 25 pathways in your body. An example of them is selenium M activates your muscles properly. Selenium P protects your liver. Selenium K protects your kidney. Selenium M protects your muscle. Selenium S protects your skin. Thioredoxin reductase selenium protects your heart. And this mouthful, selenoiodothyronine deiodinase, that one makes your thyroid gland work properly by converting your thyroxin, whether you make it or take it as a tablet if you've got an underactive thyroid, by converting the thyroxin, which is called T4, into the 10 times more active T3. And actually taking a tablet made from magnesium helps that conversion even more. So PharmaNord, this Danish company, they make Seleno Precise, a precise amount of selenium. It costs 10 pence a day, and you only need one tablet. And that 200 millionth of a gram linked with the lousy 31 micrograms that you're getting from the British soil, 200 micrograms plus 31 micrograms is 231 micrograms a day. And now you can make the 25 Seleno proteins, a few of them I just mentioned. And so you can see how important just taking a Seleno Baleno Precise tablet is to maintain the health of the 64 million people in Great Britain. The biggest selling substance in their range, selenium is close to it, but the biggest selling substance is a substance called Q10. And the Pharmanord brand, made in Denmark by Danish law to pharmaceutical standards, is called Bioquinone Q10 Gold. What a mouthful. Bioquinone Q10 Gold, 100 milligram capsule. This substance is found in every cell in the body, and you're made of not 60,000 or 60 million or 60 billion. You're made of 60 trillion cells. And every cell needs to create energy to do its job. And the energy comes from the food that you eat and from the oxygen you breathe. And you join the food with the oxygen when these two substances finally reach your 60 trillion cells. You join them together to make energy. It's actually a molecule called ATP, triple phosphate. TP stands for triple phosphate. And when you break triple phosphates, it becomes double phosphates as the phosphate breaks off. And then you want to do the movement or whatever job you've just done, you want to do it again. Breathing, your heart beats, you're blinking, your kidneys are filtering, your liver is detoxifying. All these things get the energy from the food that you eat and the oxygen you breathe. But in the cells, you have to make the energy molecule from the food and oxygen, this energy molecule ATP. So it's going triple, double, double, triple, triple, double, double, triple, all day long in 60 trillion cells. And they've worked out that the weight of this energy molecule that every listener and all the 7 billion people on planet Earth are making night and day from the moment they're born to the moment they die, you actually make half your body weight. I weigh at 5'9", 11.5 stone. Call it 12 stone, roughly. So I make 6 stone a day in my 60 trillion cells, this ATP molecule. But your Q10 levels, which drop as you get older, once you pass 20, you start to make less Q10. By the time you're 40, you've gone back to the levels of a two-year-old. Now, a two-year-old, when you were two, you were very small. So a small amount of Q10, which is mainly made in your liver, you get some from your food, but the most of your Q10 is made in your liver. And as I say, as you pass 20, you make less. And when you get to 40, you're making the levels of a two-year-old. And when you're 40, you usually can't do the things as well, or run as fast, or jump as high as you could when you were 20. And then when you get to 60, you can't do the things as well at 60 as you could when you were 40. And when you get to 80, you've now got the production levels in your liver of a one-year-old baby. And you can become, or some people can become doddery, because over the years, you lose muscle. The doctors, because we're living longer, had to make a word up in 1988. Sarcopenia, from the Greek, sarco for flesh and penia for poverty. Poverty of flesh is muscle loss. And those people listening who are in their 50s, 60s, 70s, 80s, 90s, you are aware that you've got less muscle. Those ladies who enjoy in their 60s, 70s, 80s, who are enjoying playing bingo, when they win, they shout house, they wave their hand, and people say, bingo wings because there isn't much muscle in the arm, in the bicep and the tricep, because people lose muscle and as they age. And people fall over and people break their hips because they can't steady themselves when they trip over a little curb. I'm looking out of the window here in Manchester, and the snow is about an inch deep and it's still coming down. And unfortunately, this happens every time it snows. The hospitals, depending on how bad the snow is and how slippy it is, and at night it freezes, and then people fall and they break their hips and their arms and their legs. And the hospitals, which are already full, will now be more desperately looking for beds, because people today, at this moment, will be tripping up and falling. And one of the reasons why elderly people succumb, they've got sarcopenia. They've got muscle loss because of their age. But if you take bioquinone Q10 Gold, 100 milligram, one a day, or two a day, or three a day, taken at separate meals to get good blood levels, you don't get sarcopenia. If I thump my own six-pack now, listen, that's a six-pack in a 75-year-old body, because I've been taking Q10 for 20 years. My late mother got to 92, taking Q10. Bioquinone Q10 Gold, 100 milligram. And my uncle, he got to 99. And both of them were absolutely compass mentors. They were doing crosswords. They were watching quizzes. Their brain power, because Q10, and they were taking the selenium, the Tempany tablet, Seleno Precise, to enable them to make those 25 selenium pathways, they were just like young people right up to their death. So Pharmanaud's products, made to pharmaceutical standards, 48 of them, and I've only mentioned in speaking for 22 minutes, I've only mentioned two, Bioquinone Q10 Gold 100 milligram and the Seleno Precise. Let's move to another fairly recent addition to their armament of products helping us to maintain good health. This came out in October last year. October, November, December, January, February, March. It's been out about 5 months. And in my pharmacy here in Manchester, we've already sold about 300 packets of this purple tablet. It comes in boxes of 60. It's called Bio Gluco Control. Biologically active, all the Pharmanaud range all start off the names with the word bio, because they're biologically active. They're made to pharmaceutical standards by Danish law. And it's called Bio Gluco because it's controlling glucose. And the word control, because it's controlling glucose. And as we all know, because we're reading it all the time in the newspapers, the new nicotine is sugar. That's the big problem. We're all having too much sugar. Far too much sugar. In 1750, we got about 12, 15 pounds of sugar a year from our diet. By 1920 in America, it had gone to about 40, 50 pounds of sugar a year from the ridiculous diet, from the amount of sugar we're all eating. And then in 1990, which is, 26 years ago, people were in America, and we're not far behind because we're the second fattest country next to America. People are eating about 100 pounds of sugar a year, which is a ridiculous amount of sugar. And diabetes at the moment is one person in 20. And they reckon in 9 years' time it'll be one person in 12. Every 12th person when you're walking down the street, statistically, will be diabetic. And sugar can damage the eyes, diabetic retinopathy. It can damage the heart. 1 in 4 diabetics have heart problems. It can damage the kidneys. That's a really major problem in diabetics. The sugar combining with the retina of the eye, with the heart, with the filters, the kidneys, one on each side of your body. And then the legs. It can damage the nerves, which control the arteries and veins to your legs. And with loss of control, you lose your circulation. And in some cases, unfortunately, it can lead to gangrene and amputation. So we're all having far too much sugar. But this product, BioGluco Control, contains two ingredients. The first one is a berry from Chile, grown up in the mountains at 1,100 feet. This beautiful purple berry, that's why the tablet's purple, has an ingredient in it which stops the pathway that converts starch into sugar. So when you eat bread and potatoes and pizza and pasta and rice, chapati, you need some sugar, but the enzyme, glucosidase, is converting all this starch into sugar. This purple berry from Chile, the maqui berry, M-A-C-Q-U-I, this maqui berry is blocking this pathway of turning starch into sugar. And then, secondly, it slows down the release of sugar, because an ice cream is 70% sugar. You don't have to convert your ice cream into sugar, and all the sugar in your cakes and chocolates and sweets and biscuits, it's already sugar. But this maqui berry, the extract, also slows down, by blocking what we call a synport, the ability to move the sugar from your bowel into your blood supply to take it round your body. And then they've added chromium. Chromium used to be car bumpers, but we're all low in chromium. You need 100 millionths of a gram. That is a very small amount, listeners. And then you share it with your 60 trillion cells. But what it does, it tells your glucose channel, open, let the right amount of sugar in. And when the right amount of sugar comes in, then you've got enough energy. Without the glucose channels opening, because we've got very little chromium, the insulin says, what am I going to do with this sugar? I know, I'll store it on the person's bottom, I'll store it on his belly, and I'll give the person a double chin, because I can't get the sugar into the cell to be used for energy. I can't get it in because the glucose channel won't open, because I haven't got enough chromium. So PharmaNord have put their chromium, called Chromium Precise, into the same tablet, the BioGluco Control, which has got just two ingredients, the maqui berry from Chile and 100 millionths of a gram of chromium. And people have wonderful results. And that's why people coming back and buying and repeating buying this product, BioGluco Control. We don't sell it to type 1 diabetics who are on insulin, but it can be bought by type 2 diabetics in addition to their own medication that they're taking from the doctors, whether it's metformin, glycoside. And they may find, working with their doctors, that after a few months, they can even reduce, possibly, the amount of tablets they need to take because of these pathways that this maqui berry with the chromium are working on differently to the tablets that the doctors give. So they complement each other. We had a gentleman on two tablets, metformin and glycoside, which are wonderful medicines that are taken by many, many millions of people across the world to help their diabetic problem. And this man's, when he was getting his readings, pricking his finger, even on the two drugs, he was getting 8.2, 8.3. And we like the range to be between 4 and 7, or now we're told an even better range would be to get the sugar levels down between 4 and 6. But in 2 weeks, adding this BioGlucose Control tablets, 2 a day, just swallowing 2 tablets a day, his number came from 8.2 down to 7.1.
And on that wonderful statistic, Dennis, it's time to once again sort of draw to an end a fascinating insight in terms of how you actually can cope with the sugar situation and obviously improve a whole variety of things as well. Who would have thought we'd go from housework and, of course, some blatant sexism that came across from that perspective. Of course, again, it was argued that the whole notion of back in the day, you used to have lots of servants to actually do the work for you, and I don't know what happened.
Well, I think there was that sugar bar, the Mars bar with the plastic, which they had to withdraw in 55 countries, that's millions of bars of Mars. Mm. And when you think each bar is about 8 teaspoonfuls of sugar, that withdrawal has probably saved a lot of people a lot of damage.
Well, exactly.
From all that sugar.
Paul Gascoigne didn't know what he was on about when he was on with the Mars bars. It's a different line entirely. Dennis, as ever, absolute delight. And I take it you'll be hopeful.
Next Friday?
There we are.
Try and stop me.
Yay!
Thank you.